This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Class, if you'd like to call us with your preparedness question, no one has yet. That's okay. But if you want to be the first, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. We're talking about tires, wheels, balancing, and we've got a lot more to teach you about that, about this specific topic that I've never heard, nor has Kyle ever heard anyone discuss like this on the radio. Okay, so you know that you can replace the Schrader valve, but one other thing you can do is you can take that that spray bottle with Dawn or Palmolive or the equivalent detergent, and you can wiggle that valve stem where it meets the wheel. You can move it left, right, and see if there's any leaks coming when you move it. Okay, so that's another thing you can do. What we do is if we're looking for a leak in a tire, we will raise the vehicle up. And you can do it raising one wheel at a time. Make sure you use jack stands and you're very careful and you chalk the wheel so the car doesn't go rolling and hurt you. You know, use all the safety precautions. And maybe I should say this. Don't do anything that we've mentioned in this class. Okay? Don't do anything. Don't believe anything that we say. Do your own research. Okay? But here's what I do. I'll raise the vehicle up, and if I have a bottle jack, you know, that's one of those jacks that has, it's a hydraulic jack, and you pump up this this lever, and it pushes hydraulic fluid, and the jack raises, and you can use that under the vehicle, and you put a jack stand under it for safety so that if the bottle jack fails, and you should never trust a hydraulic jack because it can leak and fail instantly, and if it does, you can get hurt. So we always put jack stands under to additionally support a vehicle that we raise. And then, you know, if you have the, what I do is if I have the vehicle up and I want to check to see if there's a leak, I'll spray the tire down and rotate it while I spray it, and I'll look for leaks. And sometimes I'll find a nail or a screw or something like that, or stone, believe it or not, from the road that has punctured the tire. And then we decide how we're going to repair that tire. Now, the tire plugs are common. And you can buy them at the Chinese factory outlet, or you can buy them at AutoZone, or wherever you want, in the internet. But they're not recommended. They say it's not safe. Well, I have never had one fail. Never. Because we're very careful how we do it. But the approved method for repairing a hole in a tire tread is with a patch plug. Now, a patch plug looks like a witch's cap. Okay, it has a wide brim and a point, and it has like a tail on this thing. And what you do is you thread this patch plug from the inside. You have to dismount the tire, thread it from the inside, and pull it out. So the patch is the round disc that's attached to this tail or plug, and it will fill the hole and have a large area, maybe like the size of a silver dollar, which is cemented to the inside of the tire. So it seals both ways, and it fills the hole. So it's a great way to go, but you have to dismount the tire, and you have to have a tire grinder where you grind off part of the rough surfaces of the inside of the tire. You make it flat, and you use cement, tire cement, and so it's a longer process. And typically, instead of taking 2 minutes, it takes 20 minutes, and typically it costs $20-$25 if you have somebody do it. But that's the best way to do it. Kyle, any comments?
No, you're right, Vince. That's a But like you said, Vince, in all honesty, I don't know anyone that uses that anymore. I've seen it, and I've seen it many times, many years ago. That used to be the common way of fixing stuff. If they dismount the tire anymore, what I have seen is they will rough up that area, you know, where the, say, a nail poked through, if they do it from the inside, which almost all tire shops will, because they're not going to the tire plug, as you said, they're the one you do from the outside, they don't consider permanent. But the only way I've ever seen them do it for the last 15, 20 years has been they will take their little buffer and buff the inside around where the nail came through, and they'll mark that, and then they'll buff it real good, and they'll just put a patch over the inside heavy-duty patch that's approximately, I'd say, an inch and a half wide by 2 inches long, and they will put that lengthwise with the inside of the tire and mount that way. But that's and then you know, that glue it to that over the hole, and that's considered patched and ready to go. And that's the only way I've ever seen it for many, many years now.
Yeah, we use the patch plugs, and as I said, it takes us a lot longer to do it the way we do it. And we have boxes of these patch plugs. They come 10 in a box. We've got all different sizes, you know, for big holes, little holes, etc. And one of the things that you'll see tire guys do, and I don't like this, if they have a hole in the tire, I'll say a nail hole or a screw hole, they'll take a drill. You know, they'll pull the nail out, and then they'll take a drill, and then they'll drill it out, and then they'll put a plug in it. Now, when you drill it out, the likelihood of drilling through one of the steel belt cords is really high. I don't like breaking a steel cord. What I would do, if I were going to use a plug, as a matter of fact, I modified the tools, the needle that you thread a plug in with, I modified it so it's really, really sharp and really, really small so that it doesn't enlarge the hole any larger than it already is. But that's what tire guys do. They enlarge the hole and they put a bigger patch in it. And I don't like that. So that's just another comment. Robert in Kansas, welcome. You're on with Kyle.
Hey, Vincent, I don't have any comments on tires, but I did hear Kyle's opening monologue, and I wanted to say that about that, that I am glad that Biden is in there now as opposed to Trump. And that might sound odd, but the reason I say that is that Biden is openly anti-American. He is openly anti-white, anti-Christian, and an open communist. And so Trump was all those things as well, but he lied about it. So hopefully Biden will wake up the right people in this country and we can start to push back against these people. But I know it seems like Trump was the good guy, but he really wasn't. And now we're dealing with someone who's actually being honest about it. So maybe we can organize on this side of things and start to move in the right direction.
Isn't it interesting how President Donald Trump was not a Bible-thumping guy? And Joe Biden goes to church. I don't know how these guys can go to church and do the damage that they do. It's hypocrisy at the highest level. But I appreciate your comment, Robert.
All right,
and I agree with you, Robert. I don't see that Trump was a great deal either. He had the right words and the right ideals that he talked about, but he was still spending us into oblivion. And I agree with you. It's going to, at least now we see it for what it is. The question that I keep putting out to people is, at what point does it become so critical to you and to me that we do something more dramatic about it?
Well, if they do really take the guns, and the thing about taking the guns, gentlemen, is they don't actually want the guns. What they want is your property and your children. It's just a lot easier to take them if you're disarmed. So maybe that will be the spark right there, Kyle. But you mentioned the money system as well. If they really do drive the current system into the ground, we have to do the same thing Russia did in 2007. They nationalized their central bank, meaning that whenever they tax the people, the taxes actually stay in Russia as opposed to going to private central bankers. And if America were due to do something similar, we could actually have a fair money system again, maybe go back to gold or silver, and it wouldn't be taxed away from us to the trillionaires that it is now. So that's one thing. But then we will be at war with that international banking system that has taken down so many nations before. We see what they're doing to Iran. We see what they're doing to Venezuela. Anyone who won't play ball, and Russia now, they're cutting off Russia from the SWIFT system, and we will probably be at war with Russia soon because we're still on that central banker side. So I think that really is the solution, is we nationalize our banking system, we keep our own money here, and but yeah, we would go to war over that too. They would sick China on us at that point. So it is a big mess, and a wild future that we're going to see in front of us for sure.
Agreed.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for calling in, Robert. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you, Vince. Bye.
Okay. All right. Back to tires. And, you know, tires come from lots of different countries. Indonesia, Taiwan, Thailand, Mexico, all over. And we make some tires. But we don't make them all. And if... As a matter of fact, you can even buy, let's say you buy four tires, and you look on the sidewall, you may find that two of them are made in Mexico, and two of them are made in Taiwan. And I'm talking about a matched set of four tires. And I'm not kidding. So we've seen that. We've seen that here. We were talking about, you know, initially the red dot on tires. Red rules. So it's as simple as this. When you have your tires mounted, make sure the red dot goes right next to the valve stem. Okay? So there could be a yellow dot. Yellow is secondary. If there are two dots, you really want the red dot to the aligned with the valve stem. Okay. So let's talk about mounting tires. And here's something. This is kind of a pet peeve of mine. Before we had our own tire mounting machine, for as long as I've seen other people mount tires, they typically have young guys mounting tires because they're heavy. It's hard work. And if it's not for a weakling, you've got to be pretty strong to mount tires. Well, what typically happens is the guy will put the tire on the machine to mount the new tire. And what is required is you take this lubricant. It's a rubber lubricant. And it's usually on a wand that goes in a container on the tire mounting machine. And there's this liquid lubricant that is water soluble. So you add this, it's almost like detergent. It makes the tire as slippery as if you add a detergent, but it's not corrosive. So it's a special lubricant for mounting tires. And the inside and the outside bead area, I'm sorry, the outside, the bead area is lubricated with this tire lubricant. And it's wet. And most of the time, the guys that mount tires don't do that. And when they don't do that, it causes the tire spoon, which is the tool that mounts the tire, to shred the bead area of the tire, ripping off part of your tire. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So one of the things that really bothers me when I watch people mount tires is they don't use the lubricant and when they seat the tire. And what that typically does is it forces the rubber to scrape off the bead. And there's what's called a bead bundle. And that bead bundle is all of these cords that are wrapped around and around and around the bead, encased in the rubber, so that the tire itself doesn't fly off the wheel. Okay, that's what holds the tire from flipping off the wheel because it's under so much pressure, especially when you hit a bump. Well, the guys that I've seen don't use lubricant, most of them, and it shreds the bead area. And I hate that. And what that also does is it causes the tire to be a different weight now because you just stripped off part of the tire, the rubber of the tire. You just don't see it because it's concealed by the wheel. Kyle, do you have any comments about that? Have you seen that as well?
I have seen that, Vince. In fact, I've had tires that I bought like at a garage sale or something along those lines, and then you get the bead leaking, and once you have the tire checked out or you bust it apart, take a look at it, you'll see that very thing where, you know, it looks like little chafing marks where that spoon has caught the inside edge of that bead and tore it, for lack of a better term. But you're correct. But most of the guys around here that I have watched always use that lubricant. They don't just slop it around. But I have bought tires that absolutely you could tell has not had that lubricant on it.
Now, you live in a pretty cool area. So, here's what we do. When we have a a customer coming for tires, first of all, they don't get them right then and there. So, for example, typically if you go to a tire shop, a big box store, you say, I need some tires and what's on sale, and you talked about that, and they'll sell you what they have. And we don't have much in stock. We have some, but not much. And so what we do is we order it, and it's here tomorrow. We buy it from the largest tire company in the country, the same company that Sam's and Walmart and all the other, the big tire box stores buy from. So we buy the same place. And so we place the order, and we get them tomorrow. So what happens is we look at the vehicle today, and we tell the customer, here are our thoughts, here's our recommendation, the make, model, and cost of the tires, and then they can bring their vehicle back tomorrow, and we can do the work. And that's kind of the way we do it. So we don't rush anything. So we have the tires ahead of time. And what we do is we put them in the sun. And the reason for that is we want to make the tire more supple, more pliable, so that it mounts easier for us, and it's easier on the tire. But that's what we do. But who else does that, Kyle?
Nobody. I've never even heard of it before.
Yeah.
Nobody does that.
But it makes sense.
It does, absolutely.
But it makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, anything warmer like that is going to be a lot more pliable. It's common sense. Yeah, it makes sense.
Yep. So that's, and these are all the reasons why it takes us so long to do automotive repair work. All right, so class, when you have your tires done, the takeaways so far are the red dot goes to the valve stem, and you want to make sure that they use a tire lubricant. So when you go to the counter and you order your tires, you might want to tell the guy, listen, a couple of things I'd like. One is I want to make sure the red dot goes to the valve stem. Two, write this, handwrite this as a note to the mechanic that I also want him to use the tire lubricant. Okay, and there are a couple other things, and I'll tell you what they are in a second. So that comes to torquing the wheels. Now, what happens is there are typically five lug nuts or five lug bolts on a wheel. There may be six, there may be eight, and there may be even more. Well, depending on the size of the vehicle. Well, there is a specific torque that those wheel, we'll call them lug nuts. Let's call them lug nuts as a generic term. They may be lug bolts, but we'll call them lug nuts. There's a specific torque that they are required to be torqued down to. Too little of a torque, meaning not tight enough, they can loosen and the wheel can come off the vehicle. Too tight and you can damage the wheel and you can damage the threads and you can damage the lug nuts. So they have to be done properly, and there's a sequence. Because if you've got five of them, you start with, let's say, 12 o'clock, and then the next one you torque down might be at 4 o'clock. And then the next one, you go diagonally across.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission, and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden has put Vice President Kamala Harris to lead the White House effort to tackle the migration crisis at the U.S. southern border.
I've asked her, the VP today, because she's the most qualified person to do it, to lead our efforts with Mexico and the Northern Triangle and the countries that are going to need help in stemming the movement of so many folks stemming the migration to our southern border.
Earlier this week, Vice President Harris was asked if she was going to visit the border.
Not today. but I have before, and I'm sure I will again.
The people of Boulder, Colorado honored Officer Eric Talley and the shooting victims on Wednesday. As President Biden pushed for tighter gun control measures, Eric Talley's father, Homer, said, "My son would have been deeply offended to know his death would be used to promote gun control," end quote. This is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
The Democrat-controlled House passed legislation Wednesday to expand voter participation that had zero Republican support. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says it's about racist America.
We're going to hear that this bill, GASP, Register Americans to Vote, is a Democratic power grab. We're going to hear that it's a federal takeover of our elections. Opponents of voting rights throughout history have always said, leave it to the states. Just leave it to the states to discriminate against African Americans, Latinos, Native Americans, younger Americans in college.
Republican Senator Tom Cotton on Fox says this is about the Democrats' thirst for power.
They want to provide taxpayer funding of elections. They want your tax dollars to go to fund candidates who you oppose, sometimes in the strongest possible terms. They want to mandate the kind of reckless and untested and risky practices that so many states used last year, like mandatory ballot harvesting, where one person can go door to door and pick up thousands of ballots, a practice that is so risky, Shannon, that an entire congressional election was invalidated just 2 years ago, election that Republicans won, by the way. These are the kind of radical proposals that Democrats are hoping to leverage a slender majority and then entrench themselves in power forever. The American people oppose this bill, and we will not let it pass in the United States Senate.
I'm Lance Pry, and you are listening to USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Now we're talking with Kyle about tires. And I was starting with a five-lug wheel. Let's go to a six-lug wheel. It's easier to describe on the radio. So when you reattach the wheel to the vehicle, there is a sequence. So let's say you have six lugs, six lug nuts, and you look at position the top, and you say, okay, the first lug nut we're going to start to tighten would be at 12 o'clock. The next one would be directly opposite that. That would be at 6 o'clock. Then the next one would be at about 2 o'clock. And then directly opposite that would be around 7 o'clock. And then the next one would be at 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock. And then directly opposite that would be around 10 o'clock. So that's the sequence, okay? You don't go around in a circle. You go straight across from one side of the hub to the other side. And when I put wheel bolts or lug nuts on a vehicle. I do it in a sequence, and it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 steps. So each time I tighten the lug nut, I go in the sequence that I just mentioned. So the first one will get tightened to 20 foot-pounds. That's if you had a wrench 1 foot long, you put 20-pound weight on the very end of it, that'd be 20 foot-pounds. 20 pounds at 1 foot. Then, so I go all the way around I go from lug nut to lug nut in the pattern that I described. And you can look that up. You can just type in your search engine, wheel bolt, torque pattern. And you'll find that. So I start with 20 pounds and I get them all to 20. Then I go to 40 pounds. Then I go to 60 pounds. Then I go to 80 pounds. And then let's say my final number is 100. Now, that final number is wheel and vehicle specific. So you have to look up the torque specs for your particular vehicle. But what I'm saying is the guys at the tire shop don't go through 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 steps. They do it in one step. So they take what's called a torque stick, they put it on their impact gun, and they tighten up the first lug nut to 100 pounds, for example. Then they go to the next one, 100 pounds, 100 pounds. And if you do that, the likelihood of bending your wheel is quite significant. And the wheel manufacturers, the vehicle manufacturers say don't do that. They say don't use an impact gun on your wheels because you can bend the wheels. And if you bend the wheels, they will not ride properly. It'll feel like the tires are out of balance. Kyle?
Yeah, you're exactly right, Vince. I don't tend to do mine as many steps as you do, but I agree with you. I used about 20 pounds to go on there, and then I'll probably run it personally. I'll run it up to about 50, 60 pounds, and then usually mine end up around 100. And so then, and I do it exactly like you said. I do the opposite pattern. You jump around from side to side to side to side, kind of diagonally across the tire. And then I'll go on the third step. I will usually go to full tight. This is extremely critical, folks. I cannot tell you enough. Extremely critical. This is, it's critical all the time, but it's extremely critical if you're tightening, steel lug nuts onto an aluminum rim. My daughter has a Subaru. I will give you an example of this in a bad way. This Subaru, they had tightened the wheels up on it, probably like Vince said. I don't know. I wasn't there. But she's driving along the road. Thank God she was in town. And she actually had my two little granddaughters with her. And all of a sudden, this horrible rumbling sound happened. And because it had been, they had loosened up so badly, and she really wasn't paying attention. And back and forth and that kind of thing. And the tire, the rim, everything fell right off across railroad tracks. Now, they were abandoned railroad tracks, so it didn't matter in the sense of a train coming or something like that. But that's exactly what happened. So anytime you get rims are aluminum. In fact, most of the tire shops around here will tell you, please come back after 24 hours, drive it around today and tomorrow or whatever, 24 to 48 hours, come back and let us retorque your rims. And that's a standard practice around here to the tire shops that I go to. Vince?
But I'll bet you they don't use a torque wrench. I'll bet you they use a torque stick on an impact gun. Is that right?
No, sir. Actually, the one that I use nothing but torque wrenches with
wow.
the clicker on it.
Wow. Yep. It must be a small shop.
Yep, it is.
Okay. Well, that's very, very unusual. And you have a great fortune, you know, to have technically capable guys work on vehicles out there. Here, it's not quite that. It's not the case because people here are more in a hurry and, they're profit motivated. But, something I do that is not recommended by any automotive manufacturer, and that is I use copper coat on the mating surface of the lug nut to the wheel and on the threads of the studs, the wheel studs. Now, I do that because we take the wheels on and off a lot. We balance our tires and rotate our tires every 5,000 miles. But that's because we have a tire balancer. But if you buy, and a lot of people buy tires, and included in the purchase price of the tire balancing add-on to their tire purchase is usually a lifetime balance. So they have the ability to get for free rebalancing, but hardly anybody does that. We do. We take the put. Well, we have a lift, and we put our vehicles up on the lift, and we will rotate our tires. And what that means is you take them off one corner of the tire car, and you put it on another corner. And the reason you do that is because the tires wear differently. The rear tires wear differently from the front tires. Whether you have front wheel drive or rear wheel drive, they wear differently. So if you rotate them, move them from one wheel to another, one corner to another, you'll get more wear out of that same set of tires. Well, and there's a specific way of doing it. And each vehicle manufacturer has in the owner's manual the exact method that they want you to use to rotate your tires. So we check from balances, rebalancing, and if they need it, we rebalance them. And what we find out is that after 5,000 miles, there's wear on the tires, and they're not as balanced as they were in the beginning. So we rebalance them, and then we rotate them while we have the wheels and tires off the vehicle. So, for example, if you have a rear-wheel drive or an all-wheel drive vehicle, you take the rear wheels, and you move them directly to the front. So the passenger rear tire goes to the passenger front corner. The driver's rear tire goes to the driver's front corner. And then the tires from the front get crisscrossed. So the driver's front goes to the passenger rear, and the passenger front goes to the driver's rear. That's typically what you do with rear wheel and all wheel drive tires if you want to rotate them. Now, if you have a front wheel drive vehicle, it's a little different. Now, front wheel drive vehicles wear out the front tires a lot faster than they wear out the rear tires. So you take the front tire and you move it directly to the rear. So passenger side front goes to the passenger side rear. The driver's side front goes to the driver's side rear. And the passenger side rear goes to the driver's side front, and the driver's side rear goes to the passenger side front. That is typically how tires are rotated, unless you have five tires and wheels, and fewer vehicles now come with a full-size spare tire. So if you have a full-size spare tire, the rotation is a little different. Kyle, any comments about tire rotation?
No, you hit it right on the numbers, Vince. That's exactly what you do. I will say one thing about balancing tires, though. If you run studded tires, like you live up here where we do, paying attention to the car going down the road, if you start to feel the vibration, slight vibration in the seat of the tire of the car you're driving, that usually, not always, but usually indicates lost studs out of the back, or your rear tires are out of balance. If you feel the vibration going down the road in your steering wheel, that usually means that the balance is out on one of the tires in the front. If you lose studs, it will throw. It's just like taking weights off of your tire. So if you lose studs, you're going to need to go back and get them rebalanced soon. Because if you have a tire that you run out of balance for very long, it's just like running a tire that has the out of round. It's almost exactly the same thing, and it'll have the exact same result in that it will break the belt inside the tire, and you'll ruin the tire.
Kyle, do you use copper coat on any studs or wheel bolts?
No, I don't, Vince. I have seen you're right, and it's a great idea, But around here, when you, I do spray them down with something with a, with like Power Blaster, or I will use a little bit of wheel bearing grease, to put on them to, and then I will wipe it very clean. Now, like you said, the tire manufacturers tell you to not do this, so don't do what we do. But I will put a little bit of grease on it, or I'll spray it down with Power Blaster or something like that to take the tire off. And then I will clean them really dry, when I, before I put the bolt back on there. I'm a little bit afraid, especially for my wife's car and stuff like that. Even when you torque them down, if you have copper coat on there, it does protect the threads, but it can, if, and I don't check her tires every, you know, every time I change the oil, I don't check her tires, but, I should, but I don't. And so I'm a little concerned that something would back off, off of her tire or mine, and she would not notice it, you know, and lose a tire. So in a sense, that's, I don't do that one thing, Vince. We finally found something that we don't do.
Sometimes I use red wheel bearing grease, but the reason that we feel it's okay, and it's different for us. It's different for us because we have a lift, and because every time we change the oil, which would be, let's say, 3,000 or 4,000 miles typically, maybe 5,000 at the most. The reason that I feel it's okay is because we check our, when we put a car, one of our vehicles up on the lift, we check all of these things every time. So we're always, always checking belts, hoses, differential fluid, transmission fluid, wheel bolts, rotating the tires. So we, that's the reason. And if we did not do it, we would wear out the lug studs and the lug nuts and actually the mating surface on the wheels from the friction of taking these lug nuts on, off, especially on the aluminum magnesium wheels. So, class, so what you've learned so far is, number one, when you have your tires done, red dot. Number two, you rake down on the service order. Use tire lubricant. Number three, hand torque lug nuts. Those are three requirements that you should insist on. We'll be right back.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
To mention, and that is, you know, we have a tire balancing machine, and it's John Bean. And it is the Snap-on tire balancing machine. And we bought it used, and it's top of the line. Paid about $400 for it, had to get some parts for it, and convert it from three-phase to split-phase. So maybe $600, and we're up and running. Well, there's a rounding. You program these things, and you can program them to round the amount of weight that it tells you to put in certain places. Well, we set our rounding to no rounding. So what I'm saying is you can have a tire shop have their wheel balancer set to round off to the nearest half an ounce. And half an ounce, it seems like a lot of weight to me. But you can have your tires balanced, and the guy will say they're perfect. But the rounding has been built into the programming that can be set by the tire shop to be off as much as a half an ounce. So what I'm saying is all tire balances are not set the same. They're not all equal. All tire guys are not the same. All tires are not the same. All installers are not of the same level of information and care. So that was one thing. Another thing I wanted to mention was there's dynamic balancing and static balancing. I mentioned static balancing with the bubble balancer. That is balancing the tire if it's not moving. Well, the only time your tire is not moving is when you're not driving your vehicle, right? But who cares whether the tire is balanced if it's not moving or not? Well, I care about when it is moving. So that kind of balancing is called dynamic balancing. And in order to balance the tires, there are several things that have to be done. The tire balancing machine needs to know about certain things, like the diameter of the wheel. It also needs to know the offset, and that is how much the wheel is sticking in or out from the original manufacturer's offset. You've seen what's called a lower offset or a negative offset. What that means is the wheels are sticking out farther than they're supposed to be. Okay, that's really hard on the wheel bearings of the car, whether it be the front wheel bearings or the rear wheel bearings, the rear axle bearings, the rear wheel bearings, whatever you want to call it. It's very hard on the bearings, whether the offset is pushing a tire and wheel in or out. And most of the time, you'll see these ridiculous-looking vehicles with the wheels sticking out. That's brutal on the wheel bearings, very hard on them. And it's kind of like, if you want to know what that's like, it's like trying to hold a 5-pound bag of sugar with your outstretched arm, okay, compared to holding that 5-pound bag of sugar close to your chest. That is an exaggeration of what the negative offset or the positive offset is like for the wheel bearing. Brutal on it. Any comments, Kyle?
Absolutely true, Vince. I have actually not bought cars for the reason that they have those huge offsets on the rims, because you're exactly right. You'll replace the wheel bearings, in my opinion, probably 2-to-1 compared to one that has the rim and the tire directly as close to the bearing inline face as you can get.
Mm-hmm. So that's another thing to think about when you buy wheels. The wheels that you want, in my opinion, are the ones right from the manufacturer. They're the safest. And I was watching Rockford, and I'm talking about the Rockford Files. I like James Bumgarner. His real name trades as James Garner. But anyway, he would be in these car chases, and he did a really neat 180-degree turn. But he had steel wheels, heavy-duty steel wheels on his Pontiac Firebird. But the guys that were chasing him, trying to catch him, they would be like in a big Cadillac or a big Ford or a big Chevy, and you'd see him coming around a corner really fast, and the hubcaps would fly off. Now, why would the hubcaps fly off? Because the wheels distort. They actually bend under these stressful conditions. And when the wheel distorts or bends, the hubcap loses its gripping surfaces and flies off. So what I'm saying is, you may think that a wheel is rock solid and doesn't bend. Absolutely not true. I'm talking about steel wheels now. Steel wheels bend. Kyle, have you ever thought about that?
Yes, I sure have. I mean, I've noticed it and seen it, and I've known it for many, many years. We had an old 67 Impala one time. I did SS that I was kind of hot riding around, and that thing happened, and it dawned on me right when I was, I don't think I was 16 when I had that car, and it dawned on me at that time, the rims had to flex for that thing to come off. And it was an eye opener for me.
Okay, here's another thing that class you may not think about, and that is that wheels, because of this flexing, actually can crack. The wheel can literally crack inside where you can't see it, and start leaking air, and you can have a wheel failure. I'm talking about a steel wheel. So wheels wear out, believe it or not. So if you have a trailer and it's a heavily loaded trailer and you're going around a lot of corners and bumps, the wheel can literally crack. I've got some. I've got some cracked wheels. And where were they made? China. I bought a trailer. It came with Chinese wheels, these white wagon wheels, and they cracked. And so what do we use them now for? Paperweights. They're in the barn, and I'm probably going to hang hoses on them, mount them to the wall, and drape hoses over them. That's all they're good for. So be careful. And you might want to make sure that if you buy a trailer that the wheels are the right size for the trailer. Kyle, thank you so much for being with us.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.